Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. And as I say on every show I do, if you can't listen live, you can always listen to the program by just going to www.blogtalkradio.com and in the search engine, punch in the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business. It's pretty simple, and you'll get every single show that we have ever done, and that's quite a few. And, of course, speaking of shows, tonight is a great show. I love doing this. I love the NWAC. It's the last Tuesday of the month, so that means we're going to bring on four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. Of course, since this show is named Gregory Crawford on Sports Business, I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. I'm moving to the 2,000 mark on followers. When I get to that, I'm going to quit. I got two goals. Get to 2,000 followers on Twitter and get invited to one of these golf tournaments that colleges put on for their fundraisers. I've never been invited to one of those, so that's my goal. But that's also a goal to have a great show tonight. And let's leave it off with TJ Cowell, the outstanding men's basketball coach at Tacoma Community College. TJ, how's it going? And nice to talk to you again.
Oh, it's going quite well, Gregory. You as well. Good to talk to you.
Absolutely. And I wanted to ask you, I'm going to ask the coaches a couple questions besides how things are going so far in 16-17. But do your student athletes talk much about uniforms and shoes and all that stuff? Because that darn Oregon Ducks, they kind of ruined that for everybody.
They did. My guys get excited about it. I mean, it's they make a big deal of it for a short period of time, but when it boils down to it, they don't really care. They just want to be out there playing. And when I first started coaching and recruiting, I mean, we always use it as a recruiting tool if we have good stuff, but I always thought it was a lot more important, but it seems now that I've coached for a few years that the guys just want to be out there playing at a high level.
Very good. The second question I'm going to ask everybody, TJ, and you get the enviable position of leading this off, and you always do a terrific job, is what about how important, how do you guys select your captains at Tacoma Community College, and is that an important position on the team in 2016?
You know, I think it is still an important position, mostly knowing that they have a voice that their coach respects, coaching staff respects. It seems like they're very proud of it. And the selection process, really, it's a lengthy process. First of all, we usually do an anonymous team vote. Sometimes I'll change up depending on what the year is. Usually anonymous team vote, but it always comes down to the guys that innately have the respect of their teammates who are showing up first and leaving last and all the cliche things, you know, who are taking care of their academics, who are working hard on the court, who are unselfish when they play, do good things on both sides of the ball. Those are the guys that always earn respect, and those are always seem to be the guys that get voted captains. So it usually shakes itself out pretty well. And it seems like guys do appreciate and respect the position of captain, and in my short time as a coach, it seems like they've handled it well and fulfilled their responsibilities.
Job of explaining that, terrific job. How's things going? I know it's early, but early becomes late very soon. How's things looking for you with your 16-17 team?
Oh, I love our team. This is, you know, just like you said, early becomes late. These are the times here. We're just, you know, just getting into our second week of real practice. We've been conditioning and doing some other stuff for a little while, but it's these things right here, these lessons that we learn and the things that we hold them accountable for. I'm sure all these other coaches will say similar things. The things that you really demand early on are the ones that last throughout the year, and you have to continue to hold them accountable for the things that you feel are really important in your program. And they've done well so far. Guys are hungry to be more successful than we have been. We have competitive guys, so we have guys that are wanting to earn minutes. We have some returners that played a lot last year, so they're wanting to hold on to their minutes, and guys really want to be on the floor just to play and be successful and enjoy the season that we're just now starting. So the thing that I like is that it seems like guys are wanting to compete for the right reasons, and they like to play the game, and they're playing hard so far. It's still early, so we haven't got to the midterm time and, when the classes can really get heavy. So there's always a lot of energy at the beginning, but I like the start we've had and just the cliche things of one day at a time and wake up in the morning and make sure we have a good weight training session and then make sure we get to all our classes. And we always focus on academics, but I think we've done a better job of preparing and organizing and getting on top of it early. So just maintaining all those things.
Very good. I'm talking about the Oregon Ducks, which probably kills the people in Washington a lot tonight. I'm not an Oregon Duck either. I'm a Linfield Wildcat, the best football school in the state of Oregon every year. But anyway, Chip Kelly had that win the day thing. Do you have any slogan that you go through with your players each day or something you tell them every single day?
I don't really have a slogan. I was always bad about that as a player. And just to go back a little bit, my cousin by marriage, Joe Smith, is the head coach at Linfield football. So I have a lot of pride in that program as
well.
I love what they've done down there. And he just carried on a tradition that had been going for a long time, but they do a great job. As far as our program, I don't have a particular slogan. I just try and always keep them, remind them to stay focused and harp on staying focused on the job and tasks that we have at hand, whether it's the drill or it's the study hall or it's the play that we're putting in or whatever it is, and just continually try and refocus them. I think kids in general at this point, and adults as well, with all the technology that we have, it's really easy to get distracted. So we work really hard to try and stay aware of what's going on around us, and it's a constant challenge. But to answer your question, I don't really have a specific slogan that I use.
Very good job tonight. I'll leave you with this, not to one-up you. It's about the same. Joe Smith is your cousin and one of my best friends of all time. We've been friends for 40 years is Terry Durham, the former NBA referee. And, of course, his dad, Paul, started the streak at Linfield as a football coach. I think they're now into 60 straight winning seasons, which is phenomenal. That's the most in all of football on any level. And, of course, Terry's dad, Paul, started it all, and Joe Smith's doing a tremendous job now. So nice of you to bring that up and talk a little bit off of basketball. But great job tonight, TJ. We'll talk to you again at the end of October. And have some great practices up to that time, please.
Hey, thank you so much, Gregory, and good luck to all these coaches this year.
You betcha. Very well said. Very kind of you to say that. Great sportsmanship. Now let's swing over and talk to Mitch Freeman, the head men's basketball coach at Peninsula College, a great school, a great area, and does a fabulous job over there. Hey, Mitch. Talk a little bit, and how are you tonight, by the way?
I'm doing great, Greg. Thanks for having me on. And, Greg, I want to formally invite you to your first college golf tournament, the PC golf tournament in June. So you're
all right.
Invited. I'm going to see
you
out there. There you go.
I accept.
All right.
I'm accepting. That's my first invite, and I accept
right.
And where do you play that at?
I look forward to having you out here.
I love it. What course are we going to play?
We'll play Cedars at Dungeness. It's the driest,
okay,
nicest course in the Northwest.
I have never been there, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm writing it in my little book right now. Very good.
There you go.
Hey, Mitch,
talking about very good.
How do you guys select your captains at Peninsula? And talk about your feelings about the importance of captains.
Well, I think the having the captains, choosing captains, and having captains to be a part of your team is vital. And it's really, really important, and it's really important that it comes from your teammates. And the guys that choose the captains comes from them, because they're the ones that are, you know, they're going, they're playing together. They're going through the workouts, the classes, all the things, all the demands that they have as a team come from them. So it's really important that a captain or the captain is chosen by them. But also as coaches, we look at our team, and so we have team captains, and then we have coaches' captains, and those make up. So we usually have 2-3 captains every year. It will vary. It will change. But it's really important that those guys, that there's those leaders that stand out amongst the other guys that their teammates can look up to. So it's really, really important. And it's a lengthy process, like TJ was saying, it is. There's not necessarily any specific criteria, but we will choose captains when that time presents itself. We'd like to have it sooner than later, but we definitely let carry out, you know, several months or months into workouts before we choose who that is. And they will choose it, and our coaches will have influence in terms of who we choose as well. So those combination things will eventually work itself out. But time will tell with that, but we definitely let those guys decide it.
Very good. How about the question about the uniforms and shoes? Young people get so excited about that stuff.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're the ones that we want to make sure our guys feel comfortable. We want to make sure the guys feel good. We want to make sure that they, what I really don't like about uniforms and things that they wear is guys going changing what they wear from here to here, but we definitely think it's important, and we value what they want to wear. And so we give them a lot of opinion. We give them a lot of say in what we wear, the different things from uniforms to travel sweats. It's their program. And so I want to make sure those guys feel comfortable. I guess I'm getting a little bit older. I really don't care too much. With some of the stuff they wear, I could care less, but it's really their program. And I want to make sure they're comfortable. So I think it's okay. And I think it's style is part of it. Look good, feel good, play good. So I think it's okay. And I think I should give that to them.
Very well said. How are things going for you so far? I said to TJ, it's early, but early becomes late rapidly in the
no
game
question.
Of basketball.
Yeah, no question. By the time you know it, once you start playing games, it'll be February, March, and we'll be looking at our standings and see where we're at. But it's going well. I really, I think this is something that we say year in and year out, but hopefully it holds truth. We really like our kids. We really like our guys. We have great leadership. We have a bunch of young kids that are hungry to play. We start off slow. We really have a really strong conditioning program that lasts about 5 weeks. It involves yoga. 2 days a week is lengthy conditioning, skill development sprinkled in there, along with trying to kind of find out what type of team we're going to be. I think it's really, our guys are hungry, guys are motivated, guys are having fun with each other, and we're just starting to build that chemistry. And you don't know how long that's going to take. I mean, it could happen quickly. It could take a long time. Hopefully by January, we kind of find out what type of team we are. But it takes some time, and we're excited. It's going to be a fun year. I don't know how we'll do, but because we have 9 new guys sprinkled in with 6 returners. And so it's going to be a kind of find out who we are, but we got a bunch of guys that are excited to play for each other and play for Peninsula.
Outstanding job tonight, per usual on the show, Mitch, and have some great practices. And when we talk to you at the end of October, it'll almost be game time. Have a great month.
Thanks, Greg. It's always great to talk to you, and good luck to the coaches as well. It'll be a fun year for all of us.
Very good. Very well said, just like TJ. Terrific. Thank you very much, Mitch. Now we're going to swing over in the beautiful state of Washington and talk to Kyle Gray, the outstanding men's coach at Edmonds Community College, and he's also the premier coach at Clackamas Community College, where his team has dominated the Christmas tournament. I had to throw that in college week.
I appreciate that. I'm sure Wags appreciates that too over at Clackamas. Yeah.
He's probably, I know he's listening. He never misses a program that I do. So I had to give him a little bit of jab.
I want to get invited back now, Greg. So let's just keep it clean.
Okay, I will definitely do that. I'll demand that you get invited back since I see every game every year. So I will do that definitely. Good point. Talk about the captains at Edmonds. How do you do that process, Kyle, and the importance of it?
Yeah, you know, I think we're doing things a little different. I mean, I actually looked at this pretty hard years back, and actually decided we just don't do captains. We kind of go the other way. And what I was finding was, you know, a lot of times, you know, guys, especially, you know, the players as the season would drag on, you know, they would kind of follow who they followed no matter what. You know, that would kind of be the way it would go. And I kind of thought if we name captains that it somewhat hampered leadership from other guys that could possibly step up throughout the year, because you're not really entirely sure what you have leadership wise until you really get in the thick of it and you go through those battles, especially at our level where, you know, you're dealing with freshmen and sophomores, and I think we would all agree that sophomores, there's a big difference. But sometimes, you know, there's some freshmen that come in, or, you know, like Mitch is saying, he's got a lot of new guys, as do we. So you got these guys coming in that can probably show you a few things when you get down the trenches and show you some good leadership. And I would hate to hamper that. And so we just stopped naming captains, and we just let the kind of leadership grow organically throughout the season. And it's served us well over the past few years.
Very good. I like it. How about uniforms and shoes? Shoes are a big, big, oh my gosh, the shoe business in athletics is off the charts financially. But how do you look at that and how do you approach that part?
Well, I love it, man. We have a lot of fun with it. I mean, it's always a good time. But at the end of the day, I mean, you just kind of make a decision and go with it. I think that myself, my coaches, we pay enough attention to the guys to know generally what they are looking for. And there's no way that we're getting everyone to agree on it, a certain uniform or anything like that. So we just kind of have to, and you know, make an executive decision at the end of the day and have a general idea, obviously, of what the guys like. And, we get great gear throughout the year, and our guys seem to be happy every year. And I just think that anytime you're getting new uniforms or anything like that, they're going to like it no matter what.
Kyle, you've been a highly successful coach with your program at Edmonds. Your teams play so hard. They play 40 minutes, or if it's overtime, they play 45 or 50. Unbelievable. You kind of set in your own mind, do you share it with people or keep it to yourself? Do you share in your own mind, here's where I want to be on November 15th, here's where I want to be in December, here's where I want to be in January when we start league play?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, there's certain checkpoints that you go through throughout the season, you know, kind of Mitch kind of alluded to that. Obviously, you want to be playing really good basketball in January and February because that's, you know, league play. But, you know, we go through, obviously, practice, the first couple practices, couple weeks of practice, and then scrimmages, and then you go through non-league play. So those are all checkpoints for us where we're going to be looking at, you know, where do we want to be right now? Where do we think we are? You know, what kind of adjustments do we need to make? And then hopefully you have a, you know, solid rotation and things like that when league play begins in January. So, yeah, those are all, I mean, we definitely look at that.
How about your team this year? How are you feeling about it? And I repeat this, but I think it's important. It's early right now, but early becomes late in the flash of an eye.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we all probably love our team right now. Hopefully we all do anyway. I mean, we just, you know, everything's fresh and, you know, I mean, you know, we were out looking for specific type of guys this year as far as work ethic and commitment to the gym. And we've had that so far. You know, guys are getting in real early and staying late and putting the time in and just not because we're asking them to, but because that they're committed. And they know what it takes. They know where they're at right now in the process for them individually and what they're trying to do and what kind of goals they're trying to meet both individually and as a team. So we got guys that seem to get it, especially young freshmen that are hungry. So that's always helpful.
And of course, Kyle, speak to this for people that aren't familiar with the NWAC. At best, you're going to get a player for 3 years. Most of the time, you have a player for 2 years. Quite different than most Division I schools or other schools that have players for 3 to 4 years, most of them 4 years.
Well, yeah, but I don't know anymore, Greg. I mean, people, you ask a lot of these programs, they're losing kids pretty quickly, it seems like, these days. But, yeah, I mean, it is different, though. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's just almost every year it's a one-year plan because you're never quite sure what's going to happen. We've been very fortunate to have kids at some point. I mean, a lot of our most successful kids have been with us for 3 years. You know, they've redshirted a year to develop, you know, whether it be on or off the court or both. And, you know, they've had great success after that, wherever they take that redshirt year. But, no, we've enjoyed that. And you can certainly tell guys that have been out for at least one more year, one extra year, how much of a difference it makes just with their mindset and their mental approach to the game.
And in conclusion, you know, all the coaches tonight have referenced other coaches and wished them best of luck. I've spent a lot of time in Philadelphia where there's unbelievable basketball. But one big difference is the coaches all in Philadelphia, they pretty much don't like each other. But you guys, everybody in the NWAC seems to like each other. They respect them, and they know how great the coaches are in the NWAC.
Yeah, I mean, there really are, especially the guys that you have on the show. I mean, there's no doubt about that for sure. So nothing but respect, and I certainly want to do my job here, of course, and wish them all the best of luck. But you know, I've had some great battles for sure, but and have respected the guys and rooted for the guys when we're not playing them, of course. And you know, you got a good group here for sure.
Absolutely. Very well said, Kyle Gray. Have a great month. You do a fabulous job on this show, as do all the coaches, and we'll talk to you at the end of October.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
You betcha. That's Kyle Gray, the head men's coach at Edmonds Community College. Beautiful college and community college in the state of Washington, as is Peninsula College, and as is Tacoma Community College, and as is South Puget Sound Community College, where Aaron Landon is the head men's basketball coach. He's done a terrific job there, changed the culture, and he closes us out each end of the month on Tuesday. Good evening, Aaron. How you doing?
Hey, Greg. I'm doing okay. We were supposed to be out of practice at 10, but it hasn't gone so great tonight, so I'm taking a break to be on the show, and as soon as we're done, we're going to go try to finish this thing strong.
Very good. Do you like those 10 o'clock practices?
Yeah, well, we actually start at 8, and so we planned on going from 8 till 10 tonight. But we may need a little bit more time tonight. Things just aren't moving at the rate that we want them to. And so we'll spend some time in here tonight, and there's nobody coming in after us. So, yeah, we may stay up late tonight and make sure we make today count.
Do you need me to come up there and jolt a few people? I can do that still.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we definitely need that because, you know, I'm in there going crazy right now, and I'm not sure I have any more answers. So I'll take all hands on deck. You or anybody else on this show, you guys want to come on down, I'll delegate and let you guys finish it out for us.
Oh, I would love it. Hey, speak to the captain situation. We've gotten a variety of answers tonight. It's been fun to list the coaches. Do you have captains at South Puget Sound, and how do you handle that if you do, Aaron?
Yeah, you know, we've had it go a couple different ways. When I first got here, I'd let the guys vote on it. Last year, we felt like we had two co-captains, and we didn't even need to vote. Everybody just kind of knew who those guys were, and they did a great, great job of leading our team last year. You know, this year we've got a couple of good returners. We got a really nice transfer in who's going to be a sophomore. So we'll just have to get a feel for it. But that's a huge responsibility. So you want to really be careful with who's taking on that responsibility.
Now, here's how you're going to jolt these guys. You're going to go back and tell them, we're not going to use shoes this year. We're playing barefooted in all our games. That would get their attention. How about shoes and uniforms at South Puget Sound? How do you approach that?
The shoes, you know, some guys get team shoes, but I just figure every time we try to do something with that, you know, our players just go out and get their own stuff anyway. So they get to wear whatever shoes they want. We're a Nike school, so they got to wear Nike. In terms of uniforms and travel gear, I've always told the guys, you know, we'll spend the extra money and make sure that you guys look nice. They work so, so hard for us, and they do so much just in terms of the amount of time that they spend working with us. I think that it's the least that we can do to make sure that they look great. So if it costs a few extra bucks, we're willing to spend. And actually, we should acknowledge, you know, the students, because the student fees here at the college are what goes toward, you know, uniforms and equipment. So we really appreciate, you know, all of our students that pay those fees, and they keep our team looking really, really good. So really grateful for the students for, you know, putting forward those fees so we can look great. And then obviously just want to acknowledge all that work and sacrifice that the players have put forward. So we got to make sure that they look good. So we've got great uniforms, great travel gear, but I let the guys pick out their own shoes.
Aaron, it's probably safe to say you're stewing a little over practice tonight, that you're going to go back, and I have complete confidence, finish strong. Have you ever just flat ended a practice, maybe 15, 20 minutes into the day, and said, let's come back tomorrow and regroup?
No, but I did end a practice one time before we started because I felt we had two guys late. One time, and like it had only been a week since I had had a really long talk with our team, a pretty candid talk about just our personal standards in the program, and so I just left the gym. Tonight I'm not going to leave, and I told our guys, you know, these other teams are practicing too, so if I feel like we're behind, we're going to catch up, and I'm thinking about the other coaches on this show and, you know, three of the best guys in the NWAC. And you know that Edmonds is going to look sharp and they're going to be loaded. And you know that Tacoma is going to be really good and they've got a great returning class and they're well coached across the board. And, you know the Peninsula is building something special up north and, you know, coming off of a North Region Championship. I mean, we have to practice at a high level to have a chance to compete with high level teams. So we will not end this thing until it turns around tonight. We got to get something out of it.
Go back and get it done and tell them that if they don't shape up, I'm arriving on the scene. And that is never a pretty picture when I arrive. So Aaron, great job tonight. On a serious note, I hope it ends really well with practice for you. You're a terrific guest, as are all the coaches. And we'll talk to you again in a month's time, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night on the NWAC Hoops Show.
Hey, Greg, thanks so much for having us all on. And if it doesn't get good, I'll be calling you here in a few minutes.
I would like that. That's Aaron Landon, the head men's coach at South Puget Sound Community College in beautiful Olympia, Washington. Good night, everyone, and don't forget to make your free throws.